Now, this week sees most children in England and Wales heading back to school after the long holiday. And what they wear has been a matter of great debate over recent weeks. You'll have seen adverts for all the major supermarkets and cheaper clothing stores pushing their school uniforms of blazers, grey skirts and trousers, and sensible shirts and sweaters and ties. Other parents will have been sent a list of items your child must have and the name of the shop that supplies the customised clothing with the school badge and colours. Well, the fashion for a lot of schools seems to be away from come as you please. Please do come as you're told. So is a uniform a good or a bad thing? Well, Fiona Miller writes for Education Guardian, is a school governor and a former advisor to Cherie Blair. Dr. Fiona Hammonds is principal of Banbury Comprehensive School. I'm going to call you Dr. Hammonds and Fiona, if that's all right, because two Fionas is too confusing. So, Dr. Hammonds, you've taken the decision to introduce uniform. Why?
We've already had a uniform, but it's fairly informal. It's a sweatshirt and polo shirt. And what we're going to do from September 2007 is part of the school's re-imaging. We're introducing shirts, ties and blazers.
Why?
Because it's about making the whole impression of Banbury School different. We've got new buildings, new curriculum, raising standards, and it's about giving the students the physical belonging to the school and a pride in what they wear when they come to school. So it's about re-imaging.
It's about re-imaging and saying, this is our school, Fiona, this is what it looks like.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what it is about. It's about imaging, but it's often confused with an essential element of a successful school. And I would dispute that to be a successful school, you have to wear a uniform, because I think the things that make a successful school are things like the curriculum, the quality of leadership, the teaching. And I know of many successful schools that don't wear uniforms. And I think it's a great shame that parents don't always have the choice now to choose a non-uniform school.